WATIJ. Well, the Clarkson repeater, I know very well. And at first they said, you know, use it after 10 p.m. But I don't think it's going to matter. There's hardly anybody on it anymore because it's been having trouble. It's being desensed by the cell phone towers up there, and that's what we suspect happening. The owner keeps talking about moving the antenna on the other side of the tower, but I don't know how soon that's going to happen. So I don't think it would matter if you got on there and used the fusion, as long as you had somebody on the other end to talk to. And let's see, there was something else I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah, well, I was going to tell you about geocaching. It's geocaching, you get the app on your phone. I don't know. I have an iOS, so I have the geocache app for that for my phone. And I've been geocaching for a long time, but I don't have a lot of caches compared to a lot of people. I used to do it when in the days when the only thing that was available was the computer. I didn't have a phone. And then I had a handheld GPS to locate these caches. Well, these phones, these telephones, these cell phones are a lot more accurate than the handheld GPSs. I don't know if you're aware of that, but within, I think, I've found caches are, you know, within probably 5-6 feet. That's how accurate they were. Before, I could be 10-15 feet away from the cache when I was using a handheld GPS. Back to you, Greg.